Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you, the last Friday of April. And we'll be turning the calendar soon over to the month of May. But we're excited about this last Sunday of April. Look forward to a wonderful Lord's Day together. And Lord willing, we'll be meeting Sunday, 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 morning service, and then 5:30 Sunday evening for the evening service. And our Spanish church meets at those exact times as well on Sunday. So we invite you out to the services. Hope you can come and join us. We're always delighted when radio listeners are able to come and attend the service. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit today about faith. We know the Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you must believe that he is. Faith. Faith is taking God at his word. Faith, someone said, is a personal measurement of the level of confidence that I have in God and what he has done and will do in, through, and for me. It's a matter of my confidence in God. Faith. But you know, there is a scale of faith in the Bible. There's obviously saving faith, and that's when you put your belief and your moral conviction, your trust, your dependence on Jesus Christ alone for salvation. But I want to take you to the scripture a little bit today and talk about this scale of faith and see where you are on the scale of faith. Mark 4 and verse number 40. And we can back up a little bit. What it is, the disciples have gone out on a ship and they have come, verse number 37, there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, save us. Or no, he said, Carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and said, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Here it is. He said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Oh, there's the first thing is no faith. The Lord of glory is in the boat. No storm's going to sink it. When the Lord of glory is in my vessel, no storm can sink it. Don't look at the storm. Look at the Savior. Don't look at the waves. Look at the Word of God. Don't look at others. Look at the Omnipotent One. Don't live as if God isn't there. God is there. Don't be guilty of what these disciples were guilty of. No faith. No, none at all. They didn't come to God. They didn't come to Christ. They didn't trust that it would be all as well. They woke him and said, Don't you care that we perish? They weren't going to perish, but that's what no faith does. Now, Jesus got up and stilled the storm. He could have done that all along if they had just believed him. But we go to Matthew and we find the next step on the scale of faith, and it's in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6 and verse number 30. Matthew 6 and verse 30. Jesus said, Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Five times in Matthew we read that expression, little faith. And here it refers to, you don't believe God's going to feed you? You don't believe God will clothe you? You don't believe God will shelter you? No, it's a little faith. When Matthew 14 comes along, Peter walks on the water to go to Jesus. And he says, Wherefore didst thou doubt, O ye of little faith? Don't doubt. You know what? A little faith starts well, but then it's easily distracted. Don't let that little faith get distracted by the shiny objects that Satan will throw at you and the shiny objects the world will put in front of you. No, at least have a little confidence in God. But then I look over in Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Interesting story here, beginning in verse 12. Mark 11 and verse number 12. On the morrow when they were come out of Bethany, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree after afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And the disciples heard it. And he went in the temple and did his ministry there. Now they come back out. It says, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the tree dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance and said, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he asks, or whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. So he's talking about here, faith in God. Faith in God. And they saw the fig tree die and wither up. The woman with issue of blood. Your faith hath made thee whole, Jesus said. Mark 2, when the four men got their paralytic friend to Jesus, Jesus saw their faith. I understand now, not no faith, but I growed a little faith, but now I have faith, confident faith, and God says when you have that, you'll get what you're desiring from the Lord. I don't know about you, but I want that faith where what I pray for, what I ask for, God can give me. That's faith. So we have the scale of faith. We have no faith. We have little faith. We have faith. But then back to Matthew and chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15. We have another story. And behold, verse 22, Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help us. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Now, not there's no faith, there's little faith, there's faith, now there's great faith. Here's a woman and daughter possessed by the devil and is miraculously healed because she wouldn't take no for an answer. Oh, the persistence in prayer, the persistence to not take no for an answer. Twice Jesus gave a parable about prayer. The first instance, the illustration he uses was about a friend who come to his friend at midnight wanting three loaves. And he didn't let him, listen, he finally rose and the friend gave him as many as he needed, not because he's his friend, but because of his importunity, because of his constant begging. He wasn't going to leave till he got the food. That's what great faith does. This woman wasn't going to be denied. Jesus said, I'm not come but to the lost sheep house of Israel. The disciples said, leave him alone. He doesn't want to see your case, doesn't want to talk to you. But it didn't, nothing kept her away. Nothing kept her from getting to Jesus and getting what she needed. And when she did, God said, you have great faith. That's what I want. I want great faith. But now wait, it's not done. Matthew chapter 8. Just back a few pages. Matthew chapter 8. Notice here, first of all, we'll pick it up about verse 5. Jesus was entered into Capernaum, and there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick, and with the palsy, and grievously tormented. Jesus saith unto him, I will come to thee and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, and speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to this man, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith. No, not in Israel. So great faith. No faith. Faith. Little faith. I'm sorry. No faith. Little faith. Faith. Then great faith. Now, so great faith. You know, this only time we read, I think, here that Jesus marveled. Might be one other time I think he marveled at somebody's unbelief. Here he marvels at this man's faith. He was amazed. It arrested his attention. It was someone to look upon and gaze upon. And Jesus spoke to them who followed. That's what the Bible says. He spoke to them that followed him. I have not found so great faith. He didn't say it to the centurion. He said to those following. Boy, I'd like to get Jesus to marvel at my faith. I think he marveled at Abel when he brought the blood sacrifice. I think he marveled at Noah as he stood faithful to preach righteousness for 120 years. I think he marveled at Abraham when he journeyed, not knowing where he was going to go. When he offered up Isaac on the Mount Moriah. I think he marveled at Moses when he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. I think he marveled at Joshua when he leads the march around Jericho. I think he marveled at Elijah when he prayed down fire from him out of heaven. I think he marveled at Gideon when he obeyed and with 300 men defeated the mighty host of the Midianite. I believe he marveled at those three Hebrew children when they wouldn't bow down and would instead be cast into the fiery furnace. And I believe he marveled at Daniel when Daniel stood firm in his prayers to God and was cast into the den of lions and God spared him. Hey, there's opportunities every day for us to exercise faith, confidence in God. Where are you on this scale of faith? Where are you? Are you at no faith? Let me encourage you to go up one rung on the ladder and let's have little faith anyway. And if you're there with little faith in God, why don't you ask God to give you just faith in him? It'll be exactly as he told you it would be. Or maybe you have great faith. Praise the Lord. Hope you do. But let's all desire to have what the Lord described as so great faith. Confidence in our God. Let's have faith today. I'm living by faith, as a songwriter said, and I feel no alarm. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, and that's faith in God. And so let's trust him today, shall we? Well, I appreciate you listening to Words to Encourage Radio. That wraps up this broadcast for Friday. And of course, we'll look forward to being with you again on Monday, which will be the 29th of April. I'll remind you again of the service times. And also you can pick up past broadcasts if you missed it on air. And you can go to our YouTube channel. It has them there. It can go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and you can pick up the broadcast there as well, and other links if you'd like to donate to help with the ministry of Words to Encourage. We appreciate that, and you can do that online as well through the donate button on our website. All right. Well, I pray that the Lord will give you a good Friday and that you'll look forward to being in your place Sunday and being a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And already you're asking God to prepare your heart and to speak to you through his word. I appreciate each of you. If you ever can contact us, let us know, share a blessing or a prayer request. We'd be honored to hear from you. All right. Well, have a wonderful weekend, and we'll be back together, Lord willing, on Monday. Until then, this is Brother Slateball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.